Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, obviously for professional reasons as well, but one of the things that's always fascinated me about the wide, wonderful world of beer are not only the diversity of styles, but the diversity of occasions when one would want to have a beer.
Well, yeah, you know, beers can be highly seasonal. And right now, when it's all cold and everything, I'm looking for something dark and warm, which means I'm looking pretty hard at the stouts and the porters. And, you know, I love those. I found some here that really, really fill the bill. Let me start with my favorite. This is Founders Breakfast Stout, 8.3 alcohol. It's made in Michigan, $13 a six-pack, which is pretty fair. And this is, like all of them, of course, dark brown in color. And this one has a luxurious tan head that just keeps on going, really attractive. The aroma features a smoky, grainy smell of smoky grain, along with bittersweet chocolate and vanilla toffee. And the beer is just delightful. It's a little dense. It has a little bit of sweetness to it. And I think the maltiness of the ale is the source of all those chocolate flavors.
Yes, it is.
Chocolate malt, perhaps?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I think this is also why the beer is so smooth. It's really, really lovely. It's very rich. And there's one last note that the finish just goes on and on and on. So I rate this one very high. It's my beer of the week. That's Founders Breakfast Stout. Kind of in the same vein is Bell's Robust Porter, also made in Michigan, 5.6% alcohol. This is $12 a six-pack. This porter is rich brown color with a kind of a scant head, what they call a lacy head in England. Mm-hmm. The aroma features bittersweet chocolate, almost like a Tootsie Roll. That's what it reminded me of. And it also I also smelled something like, give me the correct word, but like iron.
Yeah, that's a legit term.
Okay, well, that's what I was smelling. And it was just really nice. And I thought there were traces of like black coffee.
Absolutely.
Also going along
with
it.
It's a classic flavor profile.
Yeah. The wine was just, the beer was a little less than full-bodied. And the flavors are kind of contrasting. There's a malty sweetness and then a burst of grainy bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked me very, very well. And I like the softness of the ale, which kind of morphs into that smoky bitterness in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5.6%, you can have a couple of these
and
enjoy it. One of the most famous beers in England is Sam Smith from Yorkshire, a very popular, very important brewery. They have an Imperial Stout that costs $6 a bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to get it across the Atlantic, I guess. But traditionally, Imperial Stout is stronger and richer than ordinary stout. And this one was nearly black, had a nice tan head to it. The roasted barley that they use, it's really evident in everything, in the aroma and in the flavor. And like all Sam Smith ales, this one is what I would call a little bit lean. It's just the way they make their beers. You say it has something to do with the water.
It does.
I'll believe you. But it does have exactly the flavors that you're going to be looking for when you're doing an Imperial Stout. So that's Sam Smith's Imperial Stout. Liked it very much. And Hugh, I think people ought to get over their fear of dark beers. If you have. Some people say they're actually afraid of them. And there's nothing wrong with them at all. They're really, really wonderful. They just taste a lot different. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.